The time is now 9 p.m. and the meeting is reconvened into open session.
I'll take this to the next item.
Item 9A, consider approval of recommendation for Kenny 2 Elementary School principal.
Do I have a motion?
Yes. Do we have the name?
Yes, the name and the...
I am going to recommend to... I move to take administration's recommendation for Julieta Melendez as the Kenny 2 Elementary School principal.
I'll second that.
I have a motion and a second. Do I have any discussion? No? Hearing none?
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
Item B, consider approval of recommendation for Director of Career and Technical Education.
Do I hear a motion?
I move to hire Ms. Jan Massey as our new Director of Career and Technology Education.
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Do I have any discussion? Hearing none, Tony, can you pull the board?
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
I'm really sorry. I'll take this too.
Are you going to do item C, HC, that you didn't do before executive?
Yes, that's right.
Wait, just do it in open.
The at the last board meeting, for President Rodriguez, members of the board, and Dr. Valdez, Steve Blanco, legal counsel, and Hector Rodriguez, your internal auditor. At the last board meeting, you discussed and asked that all internal audit reports be prepared in a format or include a format so that they could be posted online. What we didn't decide on is whether you were going to have that as an actual district policy, whether it was going to be an administrative regulation, or whether you want to just be a department procedure. And so in talking to Mr. Rodriguez, he had some concerns about that, so we're going to ask you all to clarify exactly how you want that.
Just real quick, what I wanted to do is the open, like the one that's subject to open records, that's what I prefer. The reason being is for me, and when we're going to go trying to go paperless, I think it's best that if we need to go back to the audit, and I could go back and then see the full audit that is an open records. So what I wanted to discuss, instead of having provided another executive summary, just to provide that audit report, because it's just being transparent. And at the same time, it allows for other campuses to see if those issues are or are not, so that way there could be more communication on issues that aren't being done correctly in other districts. So
I have only one concern with that.
And I think it might be the same concern. That's the reason why I called Steve, was to see if there's any legal concerns when it comes to that.
Once it's final and it's subject to the Open Records Act, anybody can request it. Some districts do post all their audit reports online. It's up to the board to decide.
Question is not the legal, it's kind of the moral and ethical. It's, you know, there are plenty of people out there looking for a way to scam the system. And you read how it didn't work. And so your mind, if you're of that sort of nature, thinks, oh, this is all how it didn't work. Well, shoot, I can sharpen that up a little bit and I can make this whole scam work better than it was working before. And I hate to see that happen. That's my only issue, is that, you know, our kindness will be seen as, or our transparency be seen as, you know, an open door for how to better game the system.
I see it in a different light. I see it, if you provide the report online, you have issues that need to be corrected, and in some other campuses it might be happening. It might not, but there's no way for anybody else to know and address those issues if we don't provide that report and saying, hey, this just happened. We need to address these issues. Is it happening here? Is it not? And so it's being, one, transparent. If you're that smart to come up with a smarter way, you know, that's, I guess it's difficult, but I think it's just best that, you know, we have the audit charter on there. We have the other thing that the committee And then we would have our audit plan. The final audits would be online that are subject to open records, and then you would have the compliance calendar, which there are already, pretty much there are already.
I don't have a problem with doing it. Don't mistake me. I'm all for doing it. I'm not against doing it. It's just that that's always an easy door instead of somebody having to, you know, make it a little harder. You got to go through the Open Records Act to figure out.
Well, if you go online, mm-hmm. you could see it. I mean, it's already on there.
I'm okay.
It's just making it more accessible. I mean, we put it on our minutes. We put it in the, so.
I do have a question, Mr. Chair. Mr. Rodriguez, in the audits that you provide us with, the final draft, I think, is that correct, or the final report?
I provide both. So okay. We have the final draft, and then we give 10 days for management response, and then I issue the final.
So the final report that is issued that we get access to at the end, that's what is subject to open records.
Correct.
But in that report, is it standard procedure to provide names of students or not?
No.
Names of teachers, names of principals? Where does the privacy start to fade away?
What I've typically done is that I name the personnel by position within the report.
So you go by position and you never name a student, neither by ID, just student one, student two, student three?
I haven't had to, you know, name students. It's usually, you know, kept to personnel. Mm-hmm. For example, the CHS newcomer audit that we did, within that report, we may name a student, like the student, and I may put maybe a notation there, maybe like a number, and that would reference to my work papers. So that's not even a student name or a student ID.
There's no student identifying information that's covered by FERPA included in any of those reports.
So there's no concern, Mr. Rodriguez, that you see putting these online as is final reports?
I don't see any concern for the audit reports that we've issued so far. The only, I guess, area that I think we would need to be comfortable with, cautious about is, you know, related to maybe information security. Like if we say that there's a certain, like, vulnerability, and let's say it's a network, you know, whatever it is, you know, like we have weak something like password policies or something like that, and so somebody can try to force themselves into our network and then try to hack our systems. But I don't see anything like that I've, you know, published. You know, these are just process internal control weaknesses that I don't think, you know, from an outsider you can typically exploit.
Now, the majority of your topics are really concerning with network security, so that's really the exception, not the rule. So,
I agree. Okay.
Let's follow up on that, if I may.
Yes.
That's part of what we're considering tonight is, are you asking him to develop a department procedure or a regulation, or are you just going to have a blanket policy that says all final audit reports are going to be published online? At the last meeting, I left with the impression that we were going to have some room for Mr. Rodriguez and his department to come back, and if there was an issue like that, be able to say, well, in this particular instance, we recommend we not post it online. Now, somebody may ask for an open records request, we may end up having to release it, but I think allowing him to create a regulation or a department procedure so that he can make those reports to the board and then tell you, okay, when he gives you the report, he then says this one's going online. It's pretty simple.
But we will also notify that you can get the full report with a Freedom of Information Act request.
Sure. And then if he says, when he issues a report, this is one of those sensitive areas, I don't think we should just voluntarily publish it online. He can tell you when he makes the final report. This is not one according to our procedure or regulation that we
That becomes a selective audit sort of transparency, and that's really what we want to go against. And we want to truly be open and honest about all our audits, but as to be selective, as this is not a good one, or this is not.
Not that it's an issue of concern, but an issue of safety or security. That's why I think you need to let him develop a regulation or a procedure that he can bring back to you. He you're comfortable with, because I don't, it's up to the board, obviously, but a blanket policy that you shall release all final audit reports, well, then he doesn't have any, there's no room for you all to decide differently.
Well,
Chair, I have to totally agree with what is being presented here, that let him come back to us. He's done, Mr. Roberts has done a wonderful job. Let him come back to us with what he feels in his professional capacity would be appropriate for his office.
Keep in mind that we want to be open. So outside of safety issues with our own internal networks, physical, and any, you know, children or staff, I'd love to just be completely 100% transparent. I mean, that's my goal, but I mean, ultimately, you have the knowledge in this area.
And that's directly aligned, you know, with the mission of the department. I mean, it actually has the word transparency within our mission statement. Right? I mean, I think we're moving in the right direction. And it would, to me, be the exception to the rule to not, you know, publish a full audit report.
I just don't want it to be that we're always going to be sort of blanketing these audits with a sort of a softer blow to the public than it really needs to be.
My thing is, if the Freedom of Information Act requires that, why are we holding it?
Let me give you an example. Say he is tasked with performing a safety and security audit at a particular campus, and through the investigation determines that, okay, on every other Tuesday or Wednesday, there's a group that leaves a particular gate, or we found particular doors unlocked, alarms not being set, and before you can fix it, he has issued his final report to you, and he publishes it, and I think it's rare.
Well,
I think it's not likely.
The process, the way the audit function works, you have, we should already have a corrective action plan when it hits the board.
I completely agree.
So those issues should be addressed, because my thing is, what if that's happening at another campus? And so, if we don't put it on there, and the other administrators or another personnel or whoever may want to look at it says, you know, they always do this at our campus too, so why, you know, we're just addressing that same one.
And so I don't disagree that it's a good practice to have in place. I'm just, I think if he has an area of concern, I would think that a procedure or a process would be a better
The other issue is, once you have that corrective action in place, you should follow it, and we should hold administrators accountable if they're not either addressing it, and that's why we have the compliance calendar.
But you know, a corrective action plan is just that plan. It's not the correction action final product.
Yeah.
It's only the plan. You plan to make sure that all those four doors that were open that caused the whatever happened will be all now locked. And we all agree that's the plan, and that's great. But maybe the plan didn't already happen. I understand where Steve's coming from. Plan is plan. It isn't final action.
Mr. Dr. Gulley?
Is there a way for us to develop some sort of framework, like a gist, an executive summary, and more of a synopsis of what has happened versus the detail of it?
But, I mean, I think it's a good idea to issue the final report, you know, as issued to, you know, the board, except for those rare occasions where it may be, you know, jeopardizing security and safety of, you know, the district and students.
Can we just put that in the motion?
Well, that's the question. Do you want to? Are y'all proposing to make a blanket policy announcement, or are you going to allow them to come back with the procedure?
Okay, then come back with the regulation, and then
we'll see.
So I move that we allow Mr. Rodriguez to come back with a recommendation.
No, I think we could just give him direction, and then we know the intentions,
okay.
If that's okay.
Yeah.
Unless you want to give a motion.
We don't have
to. No, I just thought it was for action.
Okay.
So I would throw my motion.
As part of the regulation, I also want to get your feedback about who we should be issuing reports to externally.
That's
another
question.
Issue.
If that's a legal question, do we need to go back?
No, it's not. I'm not giving you advice. It's a board issue. Do you want, when you complete a report and there's some indication of wrongdoing, do you want it immediately forwarded to the district attorney, to the sheriff's department?
Appropriate officials,
federal agencies, civil rights agencies, right. And so I think as part of his proposal and his recommendation for the regulation, we can have some language that will address that.
Especially jurisdictional issues, because we do cross cities and county lines, and so there's different jurisdictions across those.
I guess come up with a regulation on that too, and then that way, I mean, we have two attorneys, so hopefully one will give us good advice on how to go.
And does it always have to be the same? I mean, wouldn't it be case by case?
Oh, you have a civil attorney, you have a criminal attorney.
To me, that wouldn't be a blanket coverage that, in your discretion and your professional wisdom, you know, this ought to go to so-and-so and that ought to go to somebody else as applicable.
So yeah. what I propose, you know, the agency is that we're going to issue the report to, and then maybe audit committee approves my proposed suggestions.
Yeah,
something like
take
that.
It through committee. Can
come back to the board.
Okay. Yeah, take it through committee and then do it to reg, and then we can take it to the board. I know in El Paso when they had their audit, they didn't release the findings. They didn't release the working papers. They just released the final report.
No, they didn't release anything.
They did.
Eventually.
They released everything? They didn't release their working papers.
No.
They never released their working papers.
I don't think that should be it.
No, I'm just saying that the working papers is different because that they got into detail there, and that's what we don't want to release.
Well, when the working papers during the audit, when the working papers are going during the audit, that's you can't.
They're not subject to release even after the completion of the audit.
It's only the final.
Only the final?
Okay.
Then that's what. Okay. So we're okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take us to next item.
Item 10 is adjournment.
Great.